Welcome to the program, dear listeners. Today's episode is about Qarun. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu wa sallama ala ashrafil mursaleen, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Praise be to Allah, and may Allah raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad and protect his nation from that which he fears for them. قال الله تعالى تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين. That is the pleasant final place. We grant it to those who are not arrogant on earth, nor want to spread seditions. Dear listeners, some scholars of Islam said that the aforementioned ayah reminds us to keep away from the path of Pharaoh and Qarun. Prophet Moses had a cousin named Qarun. God gave Qarun so much wealth that strong men could not carry the keys of his treasure troves. When Allah revealed to Prophet Moses the obligation of paying zakat, Moses told his people what they should do. Musa told Qarun that he has to pay for each 1,000 dinars, 1 dinar, and for each 1,000 dirhams, 1 dirham. The amount which Qarun was obligated to pay was enormous. Qarun was overwhelmed with stinginess that he rejected what Musa ordered. Qarun gathered some of his followers and told them Musa wants to take away their money. He ordered them to bring a sinful woman and to pay her money to say that Musa wanted to commit adultery with her. When it was a day of their feast, Qarun said to Prophet Moses, "The children of Israel are claiming that you committed adultery with that evil woman." Moses said, "Call her." When she came, Moses uttered a vow in the name of God and asked her by that vow to say the truth. The woman repented. She told the people the truth and that Moses is innocent of these accusations. Moses made prostration to God and asked God to give him victory over his oppressors. Moses received a revelation from God that the earth would obey him in whatever he commands. On the next day, Qarun went out in his usual great parade, including thousands of servants and attendants, with clothes ornamented with gold and jewels. People were standing on both sides, and some were deceived by him and said, quote, "May Qarun enjoy his blessings. He's very lucky with his money and his status," unquote. When some of the pious people heard that, they advised them not to be deceived by the worldly pleasures and wealth. Prophet Moses came with a steady heart, relying on God, and ordered the earth to swallow Qarun, his treasures, and his followers. The earth swallowed them all within that house. When the people saw that, they repented and praised God. They thanked God that they were not made like Qarun and his mean followers. And Allah knows best.